This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Virgo full moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The 2016 Virgo full moon takes place on February 22nd at 10:19 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:19 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 3 degrees Virgo, 33 minutes, 3 degrees Pisces, 33 minutes. This year's Virgo full moon encourages spring cleaning a month ahead of the usual schedule, and as with so many jobs, this one begins on the inside. Our perception of our identity and personality is the starting point. Recent weeks have brought our thinking, priorities, and goals into sharper focus. The rocket power of the Aquarius new moon on February 8 has broken us out of situations, patterns, and perspectives and lit a fire in our bellies. Now we're moving into awareness of how we feel and seeing ourselves differently too. Our sense of self is blurring, softening, and in some ways dissolving. This process comes from the sun's approach to Neptune, ruler of Pisces and all things transcendent and escapist. It will only escalate as the sun moves across this influence, which is the most unhinged from worldly experience. For some of us, this means a not yet defined sense of needing some bigger purpose or more creative, spiritual, or personally meaningful experience of ourselves. For others, it translates into confusion about who we are or want to be at this point. It's as if we've stepped out of the shower and are looking into a mirror that's fogged over. This moon is handing us a towel so we can wipe the fog away and see ourselves. The symbolic towel uses emotions to clear the fog, but not with the watery, gushy expression we usually associate with feelings. Virgo is the most analytical, evaluative moon, running emotional experience through the mind and a perspective that's bent on tidying up and improvement. Adding to the logic-driven, or at least intellectual, nature of this process is the trend toward stabilizing, ordering, and concretizing we're currently undergoing in how and what we think, in our information flow, and in how we communicate. Cosmic messenger Mercury, ruler of our minds as well as Virgo, is moving into a cooperative link with Saturn, lord of structure. Concepts are taking shape and coming down to Earth, along with both a big picture perspective and awareness of ramifications, consequences, and the imperative to take responsibility for our thoughts and words. Who is that person in the mirror? Who is it now? Not last year, or a few years ago, or when you were growing up. How do you feel about what you see? Take note of the words you use to describe and define yourself. How do those make you feel? Form follows thought. Words have consequences, especially now, with Saturn and Neptune loosening and tightening a tension that gives words the power of magic spells. How could you describe yourself more positively, lovingly, and compassionately? How could you update your definitions? What if you were to define yourself more in terms of the dreams and creativity you're bringing into being, i.e. where you're going, instead of where you've been? Two more lines of questions are particularly worthwhile. How do you feel about all that recently honed clarity, the changing and rearranging and goals, perspective and relationships, and the developments you've experienced so far this year? It is right and appropriate to think over your reactions to all this, to chew and analyze and process and then assimilate. What is your heart telling you, granted in a Mr. Spock way? Would you benefit from cleaning up your thinking, from consciously reviewing what you believe to be true about yourself and updating that inner list? And what of yourself are you showing to the rest of the world? All that recently honed clarity is affecting the face you present, perhaps more than you realize. Can you consciously help that process? Can you bring that face more in line with your new inner clarity? Is the face you're showing true to your beliefs? Is there room for improvement? Virgo can always find something to tweak. Look outward to others, too. It may be time to clean up certain situations or clean them out. We're making room. This is the only Virgo full moon we'll have for 12 years, with expansive, beneficent Jupiter in the sign, He's currently amplifying the road sign to the future, the north node of the moon, and making it increasingly hard to miss. He's coaxing our vision away from where we've been and turning it toward where we're going, collectively and individually. Set your own stamp on that path. Make time amid the analyzing and tidying for bundling all the symbolism of this forecast into some magic work. Look into a mirror, a physical one, and say out loud who you are and who you are becoming. Play make-believe, too. An Abraham game would be appropriate, finishing the phrase, "Wouldn't it be fun if?" Choose your words with care. You're casting a spell on yourself. Heed the Virgo moon. She'll give you a healthy script. To learn what Jupiter in Virgo's time means for you, please visit empowermentunlimited.net and look for my Jupiter in Virgo talk and guides for each sign under the 2016 resources heading. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Please visit empowermentunlimited.net to sign up for my mailing list, get weekly notices of all my latest forecasts, listen to my podcasts, and sign up for my mailing list. You can also book a session with me there. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.